Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. MG's Sport Report.
All right, there's some huge NRL news floating around. Before we get to that, I need to say congratulations and well done to you, mate, and your boy, Mav, who, words out, you can't do anything about it now, mate, he's going to get a run this week for mighty Penrith. How are you? You must be proud as punch, mate.
Well, yeah, it's looking likely. It hasn't been confirmed yet, Mickey. Obviously,
I'm confirming it. I'm confirming it right now. It's happening.
The team's come out at 4 p.m. this afternoon, and if it does happen, it's going to be a very proud moment for not just our family, but for him, because he's worked his ass off to get where he is.
I know what it means to you, and it's a super moment when it's confirmed. It has been leaked. It is out there.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? We won't go into it. We'll wait till it happens. But you know, it's a super thing.
Just immense pride. I think it's you know, I've seen, you know, when he first left school and working on roofs in 40 degree heat and then going to training and jump. You know, he sacrificed a lot to get where he is today. And when you're in a club like Penrith, which has won 3 grand finals in a row and they've been in 4 grand finals in a row, it's very hard to crack a spot in their side. And
well, there's nothing harder to do in the world than force your way into that team, right?
And what he's learnt in the last couple of years from this group of players is profound, and hopefully at 4 p.m. today will be confirmed, and on Thursday night he'll take on the mighty Roosters at Allianz Stadium in a massive clash.
Game on. Where will you be watching that?
I'm not sure yet. I'm really not sure. It's one of them things we've got to wait and see. We'll be there somewhere. You'll know where we're there.
All right. Well, I couldn't be happier for you, mate. I know what it means to you. You're a great dad. You're a great family man. You're an icon of the game, and that is a huge moment. So well done to you and the entire family. You've done good.
I appreciate that, mate. Really do.
All right. It means a lot. If there is any bigger news, I don't know what it is. What could it possibly be in sport? What do you got?
What a dramatic day in the NRL. More so a dramatic day for the elite number sevens of our game, because first it was Panthers. Magic man Nathan Cleary being ruled out for a month with a small hamstring tear. Then 2 hours later, just after that announcement came from Penrith, Mitchell Moses, the Parramatta halfback, has been revealed that he broke his foot in the game against Manly on the weekend, and he could miss 12 weeks on the sideline, which is massive for the Eels.
It's happening. It's amazing how the season starts and you go, oh, things are great. And then at some point teams hit the wall and are tested. This is the time. They are both massive outs.
Yeah, they are. They are both. Look, Nathan Cleary is the number seven for New South Wales, and his backup, if he's injured, is Mitchell Moses. So you're probably saying the two best number sevens, as far as New South Wales go, are injured. So, yeah, dramatic day yesterday. Unbelievable.
All right. This is it's seismic, and it will affect both of those teams dramatically. There's even bigger news, though, is there not, which we'll tease here. We won't go into it, but just give us a hint.
Well, we spoke of the team that Penrith will be playing on Thursday, but a few of their players have got together for a calibration of a bit of a song. And I tell you, one of their players released a song last year, which we'll play in a second, but I love the fact that these guys are doing stuff on their downtime, because it should be more of it. Yeah, well, I know Joey Manu, Joey Suolihi, Satili Tupanua and Siwa Wong are releasing an album. When they're not tearing the house down, the boys are in the studio. This is fantastic. You know, instead of sitting around playing PlayStation or Xbox, these boys are getting off their bums and putting their dulcet tones together. But last year, Joey Manu, the star center for the Roosters, his first foray into music was he released a debut single called Party All Night, and this is how it went. Catchy.
No need for sleep. Life is short, so time is relevant. Come on. Life being up and down like a wave. So I swim where the current is. Party with a baddie. She said I like your style and your intelligence. She likes me. It's obvious. Now I'm in her room like an elephant. Now I'm overseas on the ATV. And the
that's a bit of fish.
That's not too bad.
It's a dizzy rascal.
It's very good.
I have to say, there's a very rich and long history of sportsmen having a crack and not really getting across the line. But I'd like that. Now, have they got a name?
Not yet. Haven't.
No. 133353. If you can think of a name for the boys and their new rap ensemble, We'd like to debut it here. They might even take you up on it. But that bodes well. When's the album out?
I'm not sure. Stay tuned. But Joe Swalehi, last night posted something on his Instagram which gave a couple of tips away that it's not far away. So I can't wait. Look, the four
well, there's
of them,
some big shoes to fill. There's a sportsman have been giving this a crack for some time. We'll walk you through some of our favourites. Can I begin?
Yes, go on.
Please do.
Manny Pacquiao stands head and shoulders above the rest when it comes to turning. Ah,
Manny.
What a great song. Yeah. I would have gone with Frozen myself. Let It Go. Okay. Have you got that there?
Give me two seconds.
I will give you 2 seconds. I will feel while you find that. 100 or 353, the lines have already lit up.
Who are the lines?
No, that's not it, Beachy.
That's the actual.
That's the original.
Hang on, don't worry. I'll take care of this.
You'll find it. Don't worry. Don't hold me back anymore. There it is. Let it go. Oh boy, that'll do it. Have you got one that you love, MJ?
Oh, I love. Oh, look, I love them all. I think they're fantastic.
Tyson Fury. You love Tyson Fury.
My blue suede shoes, baby, bought at the plane.
A touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues. Now, that's to his wife in the ring after spending 12 rounds pulverizing a guy. he can do it all. Oh, let's change streams. Cricketers have a lot to explain in this department. There's been a long line of those who've attempted it. Brett Lee exploited his Bollywood connection. Can you tell a girl you don't know that you're the one for me? Do you walk right up or play it cool or simply let her be?
This is number one in India.
Wow.
Yes, he's had a crack. That's all you can ask. As did NRL great Tommy Radonikis.
Name's Tommy, are you with me so far? I'm not a bloody greenie or drive a chick's car. I'm from the western suburbs. I'm pure working class, so you can shove the cappuccino right up your...
We were all worried there just for a minute. Steve Smith's getting a lot of calls out there. As
number one.
Right up there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a favourite.
Damn you, COVID, he's saying. Damn you, COVID.
He's hitting a range of notes, not necessarily the right ones. Dom's on the line. G'day, Dom. You wanted to put someone else in the mix. Who else had a crack at singing?
Morning, Mick. Morning, MG.
Hey, Dommy.
Who had a crack? Put on out to the NRL great Anthony Mundine, Platinum Rider.
Platinum.
So when that all start raising against y'all, know I done started the fire. And when they ask who the hell I is, said I'm a certified Platinum Rider. I love that. I don't mind it. I've got to say, well done, Anthony Mundine. Now, a lot of people are calling up. I said, what's the name for the new collaboration? The boys, the Roosters teammates. Mm. What have you got in that department? They haven't released a name yet, MG?
Not that I know of, Mickey. I think because there's four of them, I would say all, the number four, the word four, the number one, all for one.
Oh, you're way ahead of the curve.
All for one. Boys, all for one.
Sounds like a bit of a boy band.
Yeah.
I like it. Russell, what do you think the name of the boy should be?
The Four Cocks.
Oh, the chickens. Yeah, okay.
Because they're roosters.
Mm. Yeah, of course.
Oh, that makes sense. And it does. Clearly you're not a Roosters fan.
Hey, Russell's not.
All right. Well, we'll
put that. He's saying, I think he said he is.
You are. All right. So that's meant with love. I cannot wait. The Four Cocks will throw that in their direction. What about Todd? Todd, what do you think the boys should be called?
East Side Boys.
Yes.
Oh,
East Side.
That works on a number of levels, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Certainly does.
That, well, and yeah. Then they could have some kind of rap rivalry with the West Side
West
Boys.
Side.
Yes. Yeah, West Side, East Side. you know, I kind of side with the East Side Boys right now.
Yes, you do.
That's all I'm saying. Definitely hey, do. Steve, who do you reckon should the boys call themselves?
I reckon they should call themselves Chicken Rat.
Chicken Rat.
Chicken Rat. No, chicken because of roosters. Why rat?
Because of the music they're playing.
Oh, rap.
Chicken rap.
Chicken rap. Oh.
Chicken rap.
Oh, I thought you said chicken rap.
Rap.
Oh, chicken rap, as in yes. A chicken
oh.
Wrap.
Yeah,
perfect.
Chicken wrap. Oh, that's wonderful.
That is a good one.
That's a prize right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well done. I'm going to reward that kindly. $250 cash yeah. From Word oh, Scene for you, Steve.
Thanks, Kat.
Why aren't the girls banging down your door?
Oh, my God, he is so attractive.
When I am in close proximity to other girls, I feel insecure.
Here we go. It is that time again for a maths update from the team who watch it religiously. Kat and MG, are we getting close to the end?
Yeah, we are. It's time.
We are. It's yeah. Got to be time. All right. Now, there was another controversy I'm hearing about as another couple.
Yes.
What's happened? Split. Swapped. What happened?
It's a bit of a swap because MG and I have been gossiping about this for weeks. So there's a couple in there, Jono and Lauren, who are still in the experiment. Yeah. And it got discovered that Jono has been texting, and I'm talking 100 texts,
yep.
To Ellie, who left the experiment about 4 weeks ago.
Mm.
And
oh, they're on.
They're, yeah, like thank Donkey you. Kong. Yeah, like you don't text 100 times to someone, a random girl.
Any dick pics? That's 100 texts. There's got to be a dick pic in there somewhere.
Probably.
You'd think if you scrolled up, you'd find a few. I reckon he's deleted those. He seems pretty smart. But at the dinner party, the final dinner party last night, Lauren just flat out asks him, you know, are you interested in Ellie?
Do you have feelings for Ellie?
No, I don't. It was completely innocent, and I can't wait for their reunion because Ellie can say the same thing.
So, well, spoiler
so what happened to Ellie? She's not in the show anymore.
No, weeks ago,
she was paired with the guy you met up at Newcastle, that Ben. He's out.
I'm in maths.
Yeah.
Is his quote.
Yeah. Yeah, you can understand why.
Weren't they rumoured to have been in trouble before the show even started?
Well, that's a spoiler alert. Weeks ago, Daily Mail published a photo of Jono and this Ellie holding hands at the beach. So clearly at the reunion, we will probably see them together. So,
oh, it's done deal.
Yeah.
Oh, Lauren, you have been cooked.
You absolutely. I'd love your opinion on this next couple.
Is she the mouthy one? Is she the mouthy one?
You would love her. Yes. She's hot and she's lippy. So
she's nuts, I'll bet.
Yeah,
she's,
you'd get a kick out of her.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. I've had enough of hot and nuts. I really have.
You always say that, and then they always go.
It's a lethal combination. Once you've had an ashtray chucked at your head through a shower curtain, you've seen enough. You've seen enough is all I'm saying. All right, what else is there?
Okay, there's another couple called Ridge and Jade, and Ridge is a bit younger, and he's a guy that goes deuce whenever there's a hot girl that walks past. How do you think this couple will go down? Jade's been questioning his maturity. She was saying lovely things about him last night.
You've made it very hard for me not to get feelings. I was not expecting to fall for someone so quick. You have done more than live up to the expectations. I feel like... Stop doing that!
Sorry.
I'm not going to say nice things if you do that!
All right, sorry.
Jesus!
So
she's got a baby daughter. So she thinks she's going to get two kids if she marries him. And
he's a child. He's the one that goes deuce and has tried to make that stick because it's like a word that he wants to be out there, which is what, I don't know.
Deuce.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a run.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it mine.
Bruce. This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, but somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
You're always making things difficult.
You got that right. Used to be one of the greatest countries on the face of the planet with a laissez-faire attitude to life. Not anymore. We're uptight, pretentious. We have become a nanny state. There are many examples. 1-3-3-5-3 if you've got one. The posties. They're front and centre today. Tash, bring us the story. This has got nanny state written all over it.
New data from Australia Post has revealed more than 81,000 hazards were lodged by our posties just over the past 12 months. That is more than 200 hazards a day. Now, those...
Good Lord. Yeah.
Those hazards include unrestrained and aggressive dogs, shrubs and trees, low-hanging branches, jagged letterboxes...
Oh my God.
Blind driveways.
What's a blind driveway?
Well, that a car may reverse out and not check if a postie is behind them. But I love posties. I think they're great.
Well, yeah. I did too back when they were, you know, hard and tough.
Yeah.
Before they put on the canary yellow and got their bike with its little canopy.
they came
like a moving tangerine. They were used to be... You know, the postie you used, there was a time on a tradition, you'd get bitten by a dog, you'd get swooped by a magpie, and you'd suck it up, buttercup, and keep moving. Now, oh my God, there's a low-hanging branch.
There's
a low-hanging branch, deal with it.
We'd give it don't write that a, reason, Mickey.
We'd what's give that? Six,
and then for that reason, because they were such, you know, going through hazard, we'd give them a carton of beer for their troubles at the end of the year.
A carton of beer, they'd let you know what's going on down the road.
Oh, wouldn't they?
They would bring you up to speed, probably on occasion, I'm sure, nip inside for a bit of... Oh, hubby's out.
Yeah, hello, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello. Special delivery for priority paid, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, that's when posties were posties. You know that you took the odds. Yes, there's a dog there. You don't know how this is going to go. Even dogs don't respect posties. Now they look at them and shake their heads and go, mate, what happened to you? You used to be one of the great Steve's on the line. Steve, Nanny State, got an example?
Hey, guys, hey, Dom.
Yeah, what do you got for us, buddy?
Fishing licences. Why do we have to get a fishing licence to chuck a line in? And then if we have a good day fishing, we're going to put half of them back because we're not allowed
to take them.
We are I don't know if you know this, but everybody, we're girt by sea. Yes. We are an island surrounded by water. If you want to go out and catch a fish, you should be able to go out and catch a fish. And if you want to keep it for dinner, you should be able to keep it for dinner. Now you've got to fill out paperwork, triplicates, get someone to second it, someone to witness it, the catching of the fish. It is beyond a joke. You get the idea. Let's do this. 1-3-3-5-3, prizes to be won. Let's all talk about what a bunch of nannies Australia's become.
Nanny State.
Yes, we are talking Nanny State. It's all in honour of posties today who posted how many? How many complaints? 200. The job's getting too hard?
There were, I think, ended up being, it was 81,000 hazards across Australia over 12 months. It's 200 a day.
A day that the posties have reported. They don't like it out there. They used to be frontline troops out in suburbia. Now, if there's an overhanging branch or a magpie to be seen, a report goes in. We all remember Man versus Wild. Remember Bear Grylls?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Now it's Postie versus Wild.
Postie versus Wild.
Out here in the wilds of suburbia, for our posties, even the smallest obstacles can pose a challenge. Take this ever so slightly raised bit of concrete. May seem insignificant, but to a postman, it's potentially deadly. And what about this twig that's blown from the gum tree across the road in today's light breeze? May seem harmless, but in a postie's line of work, it could trip up the unwary. Now, this is a test of resourcefulness. A car blocking the mailbox could thwart deliveries. I mean, posties just want to be able to complete their deliveries safely without sustaining irreversible bodily and mental damage from these life-threatening hazards within this never-ending hostile environment. You see, every obstacle is just another adventure waiting to be conquered. So, posties, stay determined, stay focused, and always deliver.
Yeah.
Yes. We need you on that tower. We want you on that tower. You look after us all. Godspeed, Posties. Nanny State, got any? You got an example, MG?
Yeah, I have. We seem to be the one complaint shutdown state because I hear every day that one neighbour complains about a pub or a club.
Yes.
It happened last night. I was getting myself ready to watch a Married at First Sight where the Current Affair was finishing. They had a story on there about these lovely couple in their mid-70s who are giving back to the community. Every Friday they give free clothes away to other mothers and who can't afford.
Yep.
One neighbour complained about the foot traffic through their neighbourhood for 3 hours on a Friday, so they shut them down.
Nanny State.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. They had a resolve, and there was a bit of happy news at the end of it. Instead of having it every Friday, they were allowed to do it for 21 Fridays in the year. So,
as I said, they've been allowed to do it. Who made that? A council have allowed them, have they? Mm-hmm. It's like a gift from the council that you can do something good for the community. What a bunch of knobs. I can't stand council. They're the problem, the root cause of all this. We are overgoverned in this country. We have three levels of government. One of them has to go. Federal, state, local, and it's local. These guys have got too much spare time on their hands. Hey, just collect my rubbish, right, and deliver my services and stay out of it, you dicks. Kat, Nanny State, you got anything?
Oh, I got a complaint from the building manager.
Here we go.
Saying, when you hose your balcony, a bit of water is dripping down on the neighbours below and they're very upset.
Oh.
It's water! Come on!
Yeah. Nanny State.
I was like, are they upset because it rains? Because it's the same thing.
Use a gurney on them and see how it goes.
that's the attitude. Tash, you got a Nanny State?
Oh, lunchboxes. Like, any parents out there, trying to pack lunchboxes is a logistical nightmare, right? Now they're saying, remember
you're talking about the lunchbox Nazis?
Yes.
You get judged by what's in the...
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you pack a Vegemite sandwich on white bread, not white bread and not butter, those lunches are banned because they're not healthy.
Oh,
that's bad parenting. Bad parenting from you.
No, it's not.
You've got too much spare time on your hands if you can lift the lid on someone else's lunchbox. Boo! We're done. There's no doubt the biggest news story in the world right now is Kate Middleton. Mm. All the stories that were floated and found to be bunkus, some of which we floated on this show and knocked down. The latest, though, is what I love about the press is they just don't stop. And when they found out she was genuinely ill, they immediately moved on and suggested that it was incredible that William wasn't in that video, and B, that the whole thing could be AI.
Unbelievable.
How is that? So the whole message was where she sat on the bench on her own and addressed the issue they're suggesting is AI. AI. Who would do that? Who would use AI to phony up a message like that from Kate Middleton? That is terrible.
Yeah,
terrible
is.
Behaviour on every level. That said, she's just endorsed our show, which is lovely.
Yeah. Hello. I can't tell you enough how much I enjoy Mick and MG in the morning. Make sure you wake up with the boys every morning on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, just like I do.
Oh, that's wonderful. A ringing endorsement there. Not AI, from the original Kate Middleton.
Yep.
Wow, that's very nice of her.
Feel very special.
Making MG's food report.
I love a bit of a food update. What do we need to know, Natasha Belling?
A company is offering the world's most expensive dinner, and it is in space. Now, Space VIP says they will host six diners in a balloon on the edge of space. Wait for this. At almost $500,000 per person.
Oh, wow. Would you do it?
Oh, boy.
I think it's £400,000.
Yes,
I think that's more. Almost, that's nearly a million. That's like right up there.
309. Yeah. And then they've enlisted a Michelin-starred chef from a special restaurant for the trip, which is extraordinary.
I'm no.
It's your shout. Where are we going for dinner?
Yeah.
Space. You'll need 800,000. That is unbelievable.
6-hour journey set to launch from Florida in 2025.
Yeah, well, you couldn't.
I'm not leaving a tip.
No.
Not even, what's a tip? Oh, hang on. 10%. 10%. 10%! No! Oh. And gee, you'd be arguing over the bill too. You imagine splitting that bill.
Oh, my Lord. Well,
hang on. I didn't have the Papa Dones. Oh. I didn't have the... I'm not paying $100,000 for Papa Dones. Who wanted the Papa Dones? Oh. So it's tough too, because you imagine if you want to do a runner. Oh, you can't. It's you're in space.
You're gone.
Oh, guys, I'm just going to go out the front and have a cigarette.
Oh, God, that's a lot of pressure to put out if you're on a date.
Oh, imagine a Tinder date. Oh. Imagine the Tinder tables at that restaurant.
They can't hear you scream in space, can they?
When you get the bill, they will. That's incredible. Oh, hey, yeah. Hey, you'd want to be good for you. I'd be sending stuff back. No. No. This steak is not medium rare. No. There you go. How's that? They were saying, what a bunch of dicks. Imagine going to a dinner.
Yep.
Like, imagine you'd be up in space looking down at the earth and going, look at those people. Yep. I am the most vulgar person on that planet. Look at me now, up here. Could have just eaten down there. Let's get out a hamburger. Look at me now, showing off. All right, what else we got?
There's some KFC have announced that they're going to have a New Year's Eve dinner with a view, but it's going to cost you $900.
What?
The fast food chain has unveiled a VIP New Year's Eve experience costing revelers nearly $1,000 in
Where?
Dubai. In Dubai, it features the classic chicken menu along with views of the world's tallest building, the Burj Khalifa, all for the modest price.
What do you get for your $900?
You get 12 pieces of chicken, 6 wings, a twister, a zinger burger, popcorn, family fries, cheesecake, and a free flowing drinks. Free
I'd have that in space. I'd have that in space. That would be. Oh. Hang on, 12 pieces of chicken for $900. I want the bucket.
I want the bucket.
Bring the bucket out. I want Colonel Sanders to deliver it for $900.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And at least 2 moist towelettes. Thank
Not
you.
At least.
And a bottle of champagne.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's What the
f***? WTF?
What do you got, MJ?
When Isaac Newton was 23 years of age, he stayed at home to avoid the 1665 plague. He discovered the laws of gravity, optics, and invented calculus while he did that.
What the f***?
And he died a virgin.
Just sitting around the house.
And he died a virgin, the poor bugger.
Oh.
You know, it doesn't matter. You can discover gravity, but you're still a nerd if you haven't had a root. You know what I mean?
1665 plague, that would have been a bastard.
Now, when the most interesting thing that happens to you is an apple falls on your head, you are in trouble.
What's optics?
What did you do during COVID? Say when you couldn't go out and you had to sit at home, what did you discover?
I tried to learn to play guitar.
Oh.
What the f***?
How'd that go?
You are our own Isaac Newton, you are. How'd you go? You got anything?
Well, because I'm left-handed, it was like the turn it upside down type thing, and it didn't end well. It sounded a little bit like Steve Smith.
God,
even Isaac Newton couldn't play a guitar upside down.
There you go. No. Got him covered.
There'd be some law of physics. Yeah. All right. Wow. We're off to a flyer. Cat.
Listening to music is the only thing that uses your entire brain.
What the f***?
So areas...
How? Just stop it. What do you mean?
It uses everything, so sensory, motor control, language, emotion, memory, and attention. The entire brain is operating while you're listening to this.
Written in the back of the earth, on a blanket with the towel
right down. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's the only thing.
Your whole brain.
Whole brain, I promise you.
Music, eh?
Music can change your mood, though, don't you think?
I can't live without music.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, well done, Einstein. That's great.
Have you finished?
Really?
You are really testy.
You are very moody today.
Jeez, what have you got then?
Nothing. What have you? No, I'm not doing anything today.
Hey, it's a full moon Tash, today, and that's why he's moody.
Oh,
it's a wolf moon, isn't it?
It's a worm moon, isn't it?
No, it's a wolf moon.
It is.
Oh, it's a worm.
I thought it was a worm moon. It's a worm moon.
Wolves howl at the moon. Any moon's. Any moon's a wolf moon. Ooh.
Michael J. Fox.
Explains so much.
Yeah. What have you got? What did you just say?
Michael J. Fox.
Was that it? Was that your fact? It's a full moon.
Oh, no, sorry. My fact is we were talking about this earlier off air and MG revealed a bombshell. He's invented a new word to say, I feel good. He wanted to invent a word called license.
What the f***?
You
I don't want to break it to you. There's already a word called license.
Yeah, so no. Oh,
but he wants to use it as an expression because what's the guy from maths? What's he do? Yes.
Oh, yeah, he does it.
Deuce.
Deuce.
So what do you do, MG? You wanted to have a word, and what do you drop? How do you drop license?
Well, we're talking off air, and we said when we played that audio of Ridge from Married at First Sight, I said about 10 years ago I tried to invent a saying with me and my kids that every time something good happened, we'd say, "Ah, oh, that was license."
What the f***? How'd it go? Did it
not real? Not real good.
Did the kids enjoy it? Or?
No, they said, "Dad, that's a shit idea."
License.
License.
Yeah. Hey, license.
What's your nickname, MG?
I forget. What was it? What was it?
It's a rude word we can't say on radio.
Oh, no.
Well,
FD.
Why would you bring it up?
FD. Yeah, because FD. Every time I'm in my house and I do something that's kind of not in favourable, they all say, F-Dale. Come on, man. Like, that's my name, F-Dale.
Mate, we're going to have to do a Fury-style reality show about you at home. All right, you get the idea, I hope. 1-3-5-3, have you got a weird, wild, wonderful fact that will blow our minds? Get on the blower.
$800.
License.
Yes, license.
License.
Tony, blow my mind. What do you got?
Yeah, morning all. Did you know the first passengers on a hot air balloon were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster?
What the f***?
Sounds like a joke.
It does. Sounds like dinner. Oh, that'd be a good meal. I'm just going up in a hot air balloon. I'm taking a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. You come back and they're all gone. What happened? Let's just say got a bit hungry up there at altitude. That is a good... I would have thought it was the guy from the Yoplait balloon. He would have been the first. Remember the guy?
Yes.
French for yogurt.
Yes, a French dude.
I thought the younger Wright brother might have had enough of going first.
Yes, the younger Wright brother. You're dead right. We had that theory that Orville and Wilbur, whoever was older, made the other one fly the plane. Yeah. You do it. No, mate, you do it. Get up there. Good. Good luck with that. All right, Tony, that's good. Hang on the line. Janine's on the line. What have you got for us, Janine?
Good morning, everyone. Professor Kellogg made cornflakes with the intention of preventing masturbation.
What the f***? I beg your pardon?
What
are you talking about? What's
that? Apparently it's supposed to be that bland that it was the intention to prevent masturbation.
Wow.
Kill the mood.
Old Professor Kellogg must have been having a fair old crack at it.
Wow.
He goes, geez, I need to take my mind off. I'm going to... What were they up to?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up from the... Yeah, see, they are pretty bland. Mm. You know, Weet-Bix get me horny.
Do they?
If I look at a box of Weet-Bix, I get a stiffy. What about... What gets you horny? What breakfast cereals? Honey Smacks?
Sultana brand. Oh my God.
So you're a Sultana brand girl. That would turn you on.
I'd say pancakes.
Nutri-Grain.
Pancakes is your safe word. Nutri-Grain, it gives you the horn. Is that what it's saying?
Yeah. I mean, definitely, usually there's someone on the cover of the box.
Yes. Oh, you are so
predictable. Penny is doing on the box.
A variety pack does it for me. Oh, you got a bit of... It's like a group sex. You've got a bit of Fruit Loops. You've got some. You've got some Rice Bubbles.
Cocoa Pops.
Hello.
Hello.
That's your. That's exotic. The old Cocoa Pops.
Yeah. That's a great fact.
Special occasions.
Oh, Janine was not expecting this, I don't think.
Hey, Janine, you started it, Janine. That's all I'm saying.
Bring it on.
You sound like you're halfway through a box of cornflakes right now.
And some porridge.
No, I don't. Janine likes breakfast in bed. Bring in the Cocoa Pops, right? Janine, $200 for you.
Hey.
That's a very good fact. Chris, what else have you got?
How you going? The sound the Velociraptors make in Jurassic Park is actually two tortoises having sex on loop.
Oh.
What the f***? Okay, do we have the sound?
Oh, that's big turtles doing it.
Turtles need a box of Kellogg's cornflakes. That has to stop. All right.
MG Sport Report.
All right, let the carnage begin. Huge news in the NRL. A couple of giants of the game. Let's put a line through them, at least for the immediate future. What do we need to know, MG?
Yeah, dramatic day yesterday, Mickey, in the NRL. More so a dramatic day for the elite number sevens of our game, because first it was Panthers magic man Nathan Cleary, who was ruled out for a month with a small hamstring tear.
Wow.
And 2 hours later, Mitchell Moses from the Parramatta Eels revealed that scans, he had a broken foot and could miss up to 12 weeks for the Parramatta Eels. Body blows to both clubs. Obviously, Moses at Parramatta, it's a long-term injury, so it's going to affect them more. But, Penrith without Nathan Cleary, who's the game's best player, not just Penrith's best player at the moment, the game's best player. But, you know, when something like this happens, it's up to the other players. And Jerome Luai and Dylan Brown, they both wear number six. For their respective clubs, I expect both of them to have massive games this weekend.
What does it mean for State of Origin, mate? Who's available, who's not?
Well, you can put a line through Mitchell Moses. 3 months out of the game, he'll be out of any contention. But with Nathan Cleary, I think he'll be sweet. I think it's he'll be back for the game after the bye, which I'm not sure who they play, but that's about 3 weeks of footy he'll miss. And with today's technology and the way they fix things these days, Mickey, I think we'll be back sooner than later. So I don't think Nathan will be missed from Origin, which is a good news for New South Wales. That's for sure.
If it's going to happen, now is the right time for it to happen, I suppose. So you're back on the park and running into good form when it gets to the business end.
That's right.
Of the season. All right, watch this space. He's back, baby, joining us live in the studio after his exile in Adelaide. Merrick Watts joins us. How are you, Miz?
Great to be back in civilization. It's fantastic. It's like returning from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's exactly what it is. It's just...
You're back from the jungle. Yeah. You've lost weight and the world's a different place. Well, you are back, and that means you've probably got one eye already on the eastern suburbs.
Correct.
Eastern suburbs problems.
Oh, I could not wait to get back to Sydney to have a look to see what the eastern suburbs is up to. And I found an absolute clanger. Boys, listen to this. This is, again, from The Beast, a fantastic publication from the eastern suburbs.
Love it.
And this is a great one. I'm just going to read you the article, but then I'll tell you the interesting piece of information at the end of it. So just bear with me.
Sure.
Police charged 69 people with driving under the influence of drugs during a two-day blitz in the eastern suburbs. In stark contrast, only four people were charged with drink driving. Meanwhile, police say they nabbed a number of drug dealers during the weekend operation in February 11-12. One notable arrest was a 21-year-old man who allegedly caught in Carlua Street, Bondi, with 11 bags of cocaine, 10 bags of MDMA and $2,000 worth of cash. Now, this is horrific, right? When you hear 69 people charged with drug driving, four people charged with drink driving, right?
Yep.
You think that's horrific. The problem is, this is in the classifieds. This is...
What?
This is an ad.
I'm only...
Cat just started motioning to me like, give me, can I get that?
No, I didn't.
You did. You were passing over, Merrick. And I'm going,
what's your address?
Cat, it's a joke. It was just a joke. It's not in the classifieds.
Gee, the values in society have changed, though, haven't they?
Oh,
Yes, they have.
Call me old school, but when drink driving was drink driving and none of this drug paraphernalia, now that seems to be the one. Did they say what drugs they were on?
Look, it's Eastern Suburbs, so the good ones is what I would say. I did say, when he said a young person was charged, there was no, it was charged with meth or ice or anything like that. It's always cocaine. You go, oh, that's a surprise. Yeah. That was happening in the Eastern Suburbs. But you're right, 69 people charged with drug driving as opposed to 4 people charged with drink driving. It is a change in the times. Oh, yeah. I remember the old days, like in the Eastern Suburbs, when a very, very wealthy model who was formerly married to a billionaire would just simply get into a Range Rover with a gut full of Sauvignon Blanc and then just put the car on the roof. That was it. It was a simpler time. They just go, I'm just going down to the shops to get myself some more Sauv B, and I'm just going to put this Range Rover worth $250,000 on its roof so it can have a think about what it's done wrong.
If you go, I know this to be true in Melbourne, and I'm sure it's true in parts of Sydney, but the pubs that were built in the 70s, like the Burvale Hotel and all that, have car parks for about 400 people, and you're going, you were actually encouraging people to drive to a pub. You would not see that today, but anything built in the 70s had a car park attached to the pub with about 400 to 500 spaces. Like, well, what else are you going to do? Why wouldn't you drive?
Well, here's a question for you.
That's standard operating procedure.
This is a question for everybody listening. What's your favourite pub close to a railway station? There's none. They're never near a railway station.
No, they are not. And we're chatting with Merrick Watts, who's newly arrived back from Adelaide. Mm. When you got home, I'm guessing it was a warm welcome from wife, children, and dog. What was the warmest welcome?
Definitely the dog.
Great day.
I'm not gonna joke. I've got a couple of things to talk about with dogs here, but first of all, I'll just explain that when I got home after being on tour for 2 weeks, my wife was like, "Hey, Mez." She's like, "Oh, hey, Mez." My daughter's like, "Hey, Dad." My son's like, "Brah." He didn't even use a name. He just said, "Brah." And I went, "That's where we live, you dickhead. What are you talking about?" He goes, brah. That's because he's a teenage boy. But then the dog came out, and the dog got so excited, she weed herself. She did wee on the ground. Oh, and then tears, actual dog tears. I didn't know dogs had tears. I didn't think they could cry. The dog cried, and I went, righto, that's it. We're going to dinner. Where do you want to go? Ravisi's? Where do you want to go, sweetheart? We're going out for a meal. But I want to ask you, boys, I saw something.
You tell your wife next time you come home, you expect her to do a wee from excitement. All right? That's what you demand.
If you love me, you'll be incontinent. If you love me, you will go straight to Coles and buy some Tenor Lady right now. And when I come home, you'll wear the Tenor Lady and get the kids to do it as well. I've got a question for you boys related to dogs. On the weekend, I was going for a run and I was just on a footpath and I noticed that a woman was pushing a pram and I went, all right, I'll just give her a little bit of space because I move like grease lightning.
Sure.
And as I've come past, I've noticed that there was no baby or either that or was the world's ugliest baby. It was, in fact, a standard poodle. It was a poodle in a pram. Wow. Oh. And this is the thing that's happening now is that pet owners are taking their dogs for a walk by not walking them and putting them in a pram. And the prams are not even like, oh, that's some old pram that I've seen on council cleanup and I flogged and put my dog in it. No, these are actual dog prams that you buy for a dog.
What is going on?
This thing was in a dog bassinet. And I went,
oh, wow.
And it's a standard poodle. It's like, that's like a mid-range sized dog. And it was is it disabled? What's going, has it just had a vasectomy?
It's in a pram.
What is it? What's going on with the dog?
It's in a pram. When she gets home, she probably breastfeeds it. I mean, this is first world stuff, isn't it? Who puts a dog in a pram? A dog in my day used to not even, it wouldn't darken the doorstep. There wasn't even such a thing as an indoor dog, let alone a dog that you'd pop in a pram and take walk.
Our dogs used to pull us along on our skateboards. We'd put the lead around our dogs and they'd say, let's go. And off we'd go. on our skateboards we'd go.
It's right. If your dog wasn't halfway to a night dinner, Rod, then you were just going, what is your purpose, right?
Exactly.
It's just, I know that I'm an absolute marshmallow when it comes to my dog because my dog is the greatest thing in the world. It's the greatest thing that's ever been invented, but I would not put it in a pram. Having said that, if it asked for a pram, I would put it in a pram. It'd be a big pram. I'm going to go to the Coles.
Pushing a great date in a pram down the road.
I'd have to go to Bunnings. You know when you go to Bunnings and you just get the flat tray? Yeah. The big unit that you have to put pot plants and stuff on. I'd have to get one of those flat trays from the gardening section of Bunnings and put a mat on it and then put my dog on it and then take it for a walk. It'd be very difficult because the wheels don't work.
A pram with monster truck tyres is what you would need. But did you know, here's a story, a Great Dane has been used as a service animal and was taken onto a plane. They had to get 3 seats for it. You know those, what do you call them, comfort dogs?
Yeah, yeah, that's great. So like a seeing eye dog.
What do you call them?
Like a therapy dog.
Well, what do you call them? Like therapy dogs. This is my, Great Dane on a plane.
Wow.
That's pretty funny. That's imagine sitting next to the old Great Dane, eh?
I love them, but I swear to God, those seats in business class are going to be covered in something that looks like you could run a black light over it. I'm not going to... because they drool a lot, and it's going to look very suspect. I don't want to get in that business class seat. Just look at that and go, I'm sorry, but that looks like somebody's been here for another purpose. That's foul. Not doing that.
We've all done worse. Hey, Merrick, you're back. Any shows to plug, please?
An Idiot's Guide to Wine is back in Sydney in June. Keep an eye out. I'll be flogging it every time I'm anywhere near anyone.
Good on
so
you, mate.
You won't miss it. So be part.
Great to have you back.
Great to be here.
Cheers,
thanks, boys.
Mick and MG in the morning. Brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.